But it's so interesting that, you know, Europe has a really nasty immigration problem that can be violent. We have just friendly people south of our border who want to come here and exploit us by picking our fruit. And the racism out of the Trump camp is getting really kind of nasty. Get out of my country, is what his bodyguard said to Jorge Ramos. Trump said, go back to Univision. He said the man was very emotional. These are not that coded code words. Those two guys in Boston last week who kicked the shit out of an immigrant and then said Trump was right. Donald Trump was in Alabama last week. Here's what one of his supporters said after the rally. He said, hopefully if Trump's elected president, he'll make the border a vacation spot. It's going to cost you $25 for a permit, and then you get $50 for every confirmed kill. If that was my party, I'd be a little ashamed.
I think you're absolutely right. But remember, you're absolutely right. Trump is bombastic, and he's arrogant, and he's doing this in a very personal way with the especially with Mexicans and Mexican-Americans. Now, he's wrong.
Well, now you do sound like
he's
Trump.
Wrong in several of his solutions. He's wrong in several of his solutions, but he is right in addressing an issue.
He's race-baiting. He's race-baiting, and he knows that's what he's doing. It's a book out of the George Wallace playbook, essentially a page out of the George Wallace playbook.
I think this guy is a European-style demagogic politician in the American context. This is our Berlusconi,
Le Pen.
Totally. You know, almost ideology doesn't even matter, far left, far right. It's whatever appeals to the chief.
If illegal immigration was not an issue that the American people were concerned about on a very personal level, they'd never put up with this negative attitude that he's got.
They may be concerned about it. It doesn't mean that it's real. The Republican side especially is great at fantasy issues. The truth is that net immigration from Mexico has been zero for the last 7 or 8 years.
Well, that's what your experts can tell you. The bottom line is it's not just Mexico that we're talking about.
Then he says, most people don't know. I own the Bank of America building in San Francisco. I got it from the Chinese. I did great.
Good impression.
Then he goes to China. They've taken our money and our jobs. It's one of the greatest thefts in the history of the world. That's the way Hitler used to talk about the Jews.